We operate in 95 clinics across the two states and provide a wide range of services, including emergency health and nutrition services, outpatient consultations, sexual and referral services to hospitals in the nearby towns, and most importantly, outbreak response, as we are in the middle of cholera outbreak and very recently dengue fever outbreak and also malaria outbreak. We have over 490 staff, full-time staff, working in those clinics and the field offices, and 520 volunteers. In a typical month, our service delivery points provide between health consultations for a population of 30 to 35,000 in average. We are looking at a breakdown of health system, starting from the April 2023, the start of the conflict. The health workers are never paid, so they have lost their motivation, to work. So we have to basically, step in with some sort of incentives, to keep the clinics running.
Just to interrupt for a second, I would imagine that it's not just the lack of incentive because they're not being paid, but it's dangerous, right?
So most of those clinics are located in very, far locations, and usually access is a problem. They are very close to, frontline positions. Insecurity is mostly the case. And then, of course, some of them, I would say most of them, have their families displaced to, let's say, a nearby village. But, still working. They are still working in the clinics and providing, support to their communities. The factories, the medicines factories in Sudan, following the conflict, have all collapsed. There is no production capacity in country. On top of that, of course, our main option is to import drugs, which is very difficult to do given the access problems. So the medical staff, they deal with these situations every day with high caseload, people arriving at the gate of the clinics and requiring various services. So this is what we see every day.
If you go into some of the specifics that they need, like just basic things like oxygen and blood for blood transfusions and anesthesia and antiseptic materials that they need for just doing really basic stuff, are they getting that?
Those are mostly very difficult to get. We are operating in an environment where the health system has totally fallen apart. So when we say there are functional health clinics, we are talking about really limited functionality.